Now listen to Paul as we begin chapter 9, verse 1. He says, I speak the truth in Christ. I do not lie. My conscience in the Holy Spirit bearing witness with me. Now this seems to be a pretty formal introduction coming from the Apostle Paul. But you must remember, he's being accused at the time he wrote this that he was an enemy of his own people. And we're told in Acts 23:12, when it was day, certain of the Jews banded together, bound themselves under curse, saying they had neither eat nor drink till they had killed Paul. Now, Paul uses an expression that's a favorite with him. He says, I tell the truth, I do not lie. And now in verse 2 he says that I have great grief of mind and continual pain in my heart. I think it's impossible for us today to appreciate adequately the anguish of Paul for his own nation. His patience in the presence of their persistent persecution is an indication of this. He knew how they felt. He knew how they felt toward Christ and the church and Christianity. For he once felt that way himself. He was a Pharisee. He was a leader. And he longed for them to come to Christ as he had. Now he's saying here, for I could wish that myself were cursed from Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen, according to the flesh. I'd like to give you a different translation of that and then give you freely an interpretation of it. I'm giving now the translation. For I was wishing, but it was not possible, that I myself were accursed, that is, devoted to destruction, from the Christ for the sake of my brethren, my kinsmen, according to the flesh. Now, the verse presents, I think, a real problem in translation. If you want it given freely, here it is, and I hope this will help us. For I was once myself a curse from Christ as my brethren, my kinsmen, according to the flesh. Now, very frankly, I do not understand Paul at all, if our authorized version has it accurately. Because this man has just said in chapter 8 that nothing could separate us from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus. Now, our translation says, I could wish that I was accursed. Well, that's idle wishing, Paul. You can't be accursed. You've just told us that. And this, then, is academic. This is a rhetorical gesture you're making. And you're not sincere when you say a thing like this. But, my friend, will you listen to me carefully? The Apostle Paul is always sincere. Apostle Paul didn't use a rhetorical gesture. So what is he saying here is this. He said, I once was accursed from Christ, just like my brethren are. And I am not using rhetorical hyperbole here. I know I can't be accursed. And I want them to be in that position today, and I want them to come to know Christ. My friend, it's very difficult for you and me to estimate the measure of love that Moses and Paul had. Bengel calls our attention to that, by the way.